WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Lightning's Girl, and you are tuned in to Cause and Effect. Maybe you're streaming me on www.wrir.org. Hello, everybody. How's that for an intro, huh? New Order has just made that song perfect for a show intro. First, before anything else, I want to say thank you so much to all who donated to the station. We can't run this show without you, so your donations last week were much appreciated. And tonight's show is happening thanks to somebody like yourself, who pitched in a couple pennies towards our cause. So truly, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Cause and Effect happens every Thursday from 7 to 9. I pick one artist and trace their musical roots for 2 hours. And tonight is no exception to that rule. It is all about Bill Callahan, a.k.a. Smog. He is a 44-year-old American singer-songwriter and guitar player. He began his career recording under the name Smog, and over the last couple years changed back over to just his regular name of Bill Callahan. Started in the lo-fi sort of experimental four-track tape recordings, got comparisons quite often to like Jandek and even some Daniel Johnston, and then over the years have really sort of fine-tuned his ability to write one power-packed, dark, deadpan, baritone-voiced, somber song. They sound dark just because of the way he's so deadpan. But if you listen real carefully, you can hear some humor and some incredible cleverness tucked in there. So I kind of like that his songs make you have to listen a little bit closer. There's over 19 releases to pick from, so lots of material to go over this evening. Lots of cool and surprising influences because he grew up outside of the D.C. area. Some surprising ones that some Discord fans may not be familiar with. So without further ado, let's get into some Smog. I'll fade down this New Order and kick things off. It's 7:01, and you're tuned into Cause and Effect.
Trips, I can't even walk. You're watching me like a hawk. With all your guilt trips and your health tips, I can't eat at all. You're watching me like a hawk. You know this apartment so small. Well, how can I expect a wild love to grow? Oh, how can I expect a wild love to grow? It's like a fish in a goldfish bowl. It's like a fish in a goldfish bowl. It's like two fish in a goldfish bowl.
Night starts to empty. That's when her song begins. She'll make you happy. She'll take you deep within. Window lights for wanderers hide hard in your swollen eyes. Echoes of laughter hide in the city's thighs. Can it cost to give a boy child back his sight? Extensions through dimensions leave you feeling cold and lame. Boy child mustn't tremble, 'cause he came without a name.
Black sails in the moonlight, black patch on your eye. Shiver your timbers, baby, and I'll shiver mine. The treasure map is hidden on your legs. Your veins are very close. Someday
thank you. 7 hours.
Damn, this land will be flooded.
Haven't left the house.
That's what you like.
It's been 7 hours and we.
This land to be flooded.
We haven't left the stop up the dam. With one finger.
Make me a suggestion.
With one finger.
This land will be flooded.
Stop up the dam. Stop up the dam.
On his knees, or I'd crawl to you then I'd fall at your feet and I'd howl at your beauty like the dog in heat, and I'd claw at your heart and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. The human presence in its many guises infiltrates the works on view this summer at VCU's Anderson Gallery, 907 and a half West Franklin Street. Selected from the collection of Richmonders Paul and Sarah Monroe, the exhibition Knock Knock features work from well-known artists such as Robert Gober, Tony Osler, and Kiki Smith, as well as emerging talents like Deister Gates, Evan Holloway, and Jenny Spoda. The exhibit opens Thursday, May 26th, with a free reception from 6 to 8 p.m. More information can be found at arts.vcu.edu/Anderson Gallery. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's all about Bill Callahan, a.k.a. Smog. I thought reading that particular, PSA, would fit just perfectly with a song, which is called Held, because it's named on a record called Knock Knock. So kind of worked out with that little PSA there. We heard Leonard Cohen with I'm Your Man. That whole set is really all about some apocalyptic pop, some baritone vocals, and people who care deeply about their lyric choices, all of which apply to Bill Callahan, who is not very forward in his interviews about much of anything, no less deep into his influences. But anyway, we heard Leonard Cohen with I'm Your Man, Cynthia Dahl with Holland. She is particularly important to the set because this is also one of the early members of Smog and Callahan's ex-girlfriend. I think out of all of the songs I wasn't super familiar with, I'm really glad I discovered her Untitled record. Really beautiful stuff, very Nico-esque. Harry Nilsson before that with Black Sails off of Pussycat, and that is a record Bill Callahan grew up listening to. Scott Walker, Boy Child, off of Scott 4. Scott Walker, someone who Bill's voice gets compared to quite a bit, that sort of unforgiving vocal style. And I'm glad I had a chance to play a Walker brother, since John Walker from the Walker Brothers passed away, lost a battle to cancer earlier this week. We heard Brian Eno with Golden Hours off Another Green World, a definite influence on Smog, and name dropped in one of the songs that I'll be playing later on. And the beginning of the set was an example of what Smog sounds like with Goldfish Bowl off of Wild Love from 1995. So back into more music. Because Bill is from the Maryland Silver Springs area for a little while, he loved a lot of the early Discord stuff, Minor Threat, and he said that the Faith Void record was one of his favorites of all time. He, in fact, named a song after the Faith Void split, which is the word faith with a backslash and the word void. So I have to play a Void song. So this is Ignorant People. And then I will go into some more regional influence friends who've worked with him, and that would be Royal Trucks.
Bodies are all about. I could take you, you could take me. With hands and hair and eyes and bones and nails.
Pompeii.
The body lies there.
What once was screaming now lies silent and almost sleeping. The brain must have gone away.
Strap securely to the white table. Eat the cores, the body to wither and ride.
Underneath the white light.
Dr. Ryan, knife and baggage. Feed the brooks so much cabbage.
Oh, that must now be cut away.
Now comes the moment of great, great decision. The doctor is making his first decision.
One goes here.
One goes there.
Beneath the tear of speaking, says someone who's
sleeping. Patient, it seems, is not so well sleeping.
Screams echo on the wall. Don't panic, someone give him pentothal in school. Doctor removes his blade, cagely so from the brain.
By my count of ten,
my head won't move.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around? No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around. Met a woman in a bar, told her I was hard to get to know, and nearby impossible to forget. She said I had an ego on me, size of Texas. Well, I'm new here, and I forget. Does that mean big or small? No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always. I'm sitting placed like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to voice reason. Turn around, turn around, turn around. You may come full circle.
Turn around, turn around. You may come full circle. Happy New Year.
to touch you, but I've forgotten how. Said I didn't need you, but look at me now. Sometime in the summer, when we're lying in the breeze, breeze will kill me. Breeze will kill me. I tried to follow the path that you're on. Something in me is stubborn. Going wrong. If you can forgive me now, we will meet inside another land. When the breeze has killed me, when the breeze has killed me. Yesterday I talked with my father. He says that we can never win. It's so hard for me to tell where I am, and my father begins. By you, please hold me deep in your heart. Just remember, I want to help, I don't want to hurt you.
Aching and arcing as I do. Well, you can take your friend along. Say you'll be back later tonight. Oh, but if I had your little two-time figure close just one last time.
Couple chords, forget. gets a couple breaks. And everybody tells me that Johnny is hot. Johnny needs something, but he ain't got. And Johnny's gonna die. Johnny's gonna
This is Josh Behrman for the best in bluegrass, old-time, jug band, and miscellaneous Americana music. Tune in Tuesdays from 7 to 9 for Edge of Americana on 97.3 WRIR.
Your generosity during WRIR's Spring 2011 Fund Drive, making volunteer-powered radio community radio. Throughout the Fund Drive, WRIR donors and volunteers enjoyed wonderful food thanks to Richmond's restaurants, including Lulu's, located in the heart of Chaco Bottom, comfort food with flavors drawn from ethnic influences, and Buzz and Ned's Barbecue on the Boulevard, and a new West End location opening later this year near Parham Road and West Broad Street. Thank you. WRIR is really radio for and by the rest of us. You are tuned in to Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl. Tonight's all about Bill Callahan. We're just about through the first hour. What you just heard was The Replacements with Johnny's Gonna Die. You might be thinking that doesn't really fit into, maybe lyrically, the set in its sort of dark place. But fun fact about Mr. Bill Callahan is before he made music, he was actually better known in the fanzine circle as a zine maker. And he did two different magazines, one of which was called Willpower, and that was dedicated pretty much all about The Replacements. He was a ginormous Replacements fan, not talked about in interviews anymore. But we've got print proof of it. And after that was a magazine called Disaster, another sort of cut-and-paste, super dark comedy. I mean, his reviews and the ways he talks about live shows is a lot like the way he writes now as a lyricist and now also an author. He just released a book not too long ago. And I also found a really cool quote by, I think it was Tommy Stinson from The Replacements, talking about Bill Callahan, seeing him backstage at a show, and saying he's either the biggest creep you've ever met or a complete genius. And that does pretty much summarize Smog's whole character, is pretty much in that sentence. So thanks, Replacements, for that. We heard Matt Sweeney with Bonnie Prince Billy, I Gave You. They are label mates, peer group to Bill Callahan, and definitely lots of Drag City record stuff tucked in within this show. We heard Richard Buckner with Figure. He is a huge fan of Smog and Bill. I think there's some quote where he talks about it's the only artist he really runs out to the record store the day his records come out to purchase. We heard Kath Bloom with The Breeze, My Baby Cries on guitar. With her is Lauren Mazzacane-Connors. And that goes out to Mark, who did a label called Menlo Park, and he was one who introduced me to Lauren back in the day when he did a 7-inch for him. We heard Dill Scott Heron with I'm New Here. That is a Callahan cover off of his 2010 release, The Velvet Underground. It wouldn't be a Cause and Effect set without a Velvet Underground song. I've learned, really, the entire world is influenced. Apparently, if you own a guitar, you've been influenced by somebody in the Velvet Underground or the Velvets. With, Lady Godiva's Operation, one of the few influences that Bill Callahan actually talks about in interviews. We heard Royal Trucks with The Spectre, and at the beginning of the set, Void with Ignorant People. I guess I should mention that Neil Haggerty of Royal Trucks has worked with Bill, both playing and on production on many of his records. We have David Bowie, China Girl Behind Me, and that will go ever so nicely into Diamond Dancer by Bill off of Woke on a Whale Heart from his 2007 release.
She was dancing so hard, she danced herself into a diamond, dancing all by herself, dancing all by herself, and not minding, doing the thing as she dreamed it. The one thing on her mind.
starting tonight. Diamond Dancer, Diamond Dancer, Diamond Dancer, Diamond Dancer, Diamond Dancer.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. The time is 8 o'clock.
Sunday morning. wind arrives with the clouds refusing to break apart like me. Why fall the world stop turning? How can all this rain keep falling? Washing
not there is any type of God, I'm not supposed to say. And today, I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? I feel like the mother of the world with two children. Do I feel like the mother of the world with two children fighting? When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, it'd be only tears and sighs, tears and sighs. And my mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, it does not matter, just stop fighting.
Don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe don't believe in.
What did you just hear? XTC with Dear God. I chose this song for two reasons. Well, and XTC. One, because one of the first concerts Bill Callahan ever went to included, I think it was a festival, and XTC was one of the bands that played. And lyrically, I think XTC kind of has raises the bar compared to what most musicians tend to throw down. The music comes first, the lyrics come second, and with XTC, I've always suspected that the lyrics are just as important, and that certainly works with Bill Callahan's writing style, not to mention sort of a daring pop song subject to question God. We heard Smog before that with I Feel Like the Mother of the World, and I could be mistaken, but I think Chloe Sevigny was in the video for that. That song was one of the singles off of A River Ain't Too Much to Love. We heard Mark Lanegan with Ugly Sunday off of Mark's first solo album, The Winding Sheet. I don't think, but I guess you could call him a peer. I know they're not super similar in overall writing style, but I think just as far as that sort of uncompromising, dark voice that just naturally comes out of him, it works within the contents of the set overall. Silver Jews with Trains Across the Sea, a peer, another person who cares a great deal about the words he chooses in his songs, and label mate to Smog and Bill Callahan. And at the beginning of the set was Bill with Diamond Dancer off of Woke on a Whale Heart. We have more Smog behind me right now with All Your Women Things. And I'm going to go back into more Bill with a song off of his newest record, which came out on, I believe, April 5th of this year, called so perfectly, Apocalypse. So I'll go into Drover after this.
All your bridges and bras, your cotton went away. I'll find a better way someday. Leaving only me and my dreams, my cattle. And a resonator down right under your nose. Lumbering, footloose power, the bull and the rose. Don't touch them, don't try to hurt them. My cattle. By the crops, I thought the crops were lost. I consoled myself, but with rudimentary thought. And I set my watch against the city clock. It was way off. Yeah, one thing about this wild, wild country. Takes a strong, strong, it breaks a strong, strong mind. Yeah, one thing about this wild, wild country. Takes a strong, strong, it breaks a strong, strong mind. But anything less, anything less makes me feel like I'm wasting my time. But the pain and frustration is not mine. It belongs to the cattle through the valley. When my cattle turns on me, I was knocked back flat. I was knocked out cold for one clack of a train track. Then I rose a colossal hand, buried in sand. I rose like a drover, for I am in the end the drover, a drover by trade. When my cattle turns on me, I'm a drover, double fold. My cattle bears it all the way for me and everyone.
Thank you. answers me. Answers me. Left only with love for you. You did what was right to do. And I hope you find your husband. And a father to your children. Cause I'm left only with love for you. You did what was right to do. And I hope you find your husband. And a father to your children. When I lost you, I lost my family. You did what was right to do. And I hope you find your husband. And a father to your children. Cause I'm left only with love for you. You did what was right to do. And whoa, you found your husband. And a father to your children.
We should shine a light on, a light on.
You do parade, oh, oh.
and we should shine a light on, a light on. And a book I write on's right on, it was right on. And we should shine a light on.
Imagine a friend has just told you they were diagnosed with a mental illness. What would you do? Awkward, isn't it? But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for them, they'll be less likely to recover. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Yep, it's true. Paul's Boutique is up next. I am Lightning's Girl, this is Cause and Effect. Just about 20 minutes left in the Smog Bill Callahan show. Thank you to everyone who donated during our spring 2011 fund drive. We almost matched last year's total of $31,000. And if you're kicking yourself for not donating, it is not too late. Go online to www.wrir.org and click donate. You will still receive the exclusive spring t-shirt. Who knows, your donation might be one that breaks $31,000. Donate at www.wrir.org. W's are, I'm having a hard time tonight with my W's. So let's see, we just heard, we have The Wings underneath me, another record that Mr. Callahan grew up listening to. We heard Tiny Vipers with Shipwreck, a follower of Bill's work, certainly in the same sort of depressive, intimate stylings thereof. We heard Joanna Newsom with The Book of Right On off of her debut, The Milk-Eyed Mender. They have toured together, collaborated live, and are also label mates on Drag City. We heard Smog with Left Only with Love off of Knock Knock. Papa M with Beloved Woman, Whatever Mortal is the name of that record. Such a great title. And that is David from Slint. Arthur Russell before that with Answer Me off of World of Echo. And I had to play that. I wasn't really expecting to play Arthur Russell in this set, but there's something about the overall production and sort of reverb quality of the Bill Callahan track Drover off the new record Apocalypse I played before that one that just, it, for some reason, reminded me of Arthur's work. So I always like to have an excuse to play, sneak in one of his songs for a set. As I mentioned, Paul's Boutique is up next, but next week, I'm not sure what the theme of the show will be, but JJ is covering for me. And then the week after that, I have a very special show. Matt from Archers of Loaf, bass player, worked with me to do a very special one of a kind Cause and Effect about Archers of Loaf. So definitely excited to have a full 2 weeks to work on that show. It's going to be a good one. He was an amazing sport and a great interviewer or interviewee. So I guess I'm going to get back into some music. And certainly I couldn't do a Smog set without a little Nick Drake. More music starting now.
Which way you go for? Which way you love? Which way you choose from? From the stars above. Which way you answer? Which way you call? Which way you take for your one and all? Tell me now, which way you love the best? Which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which way you choose now? If you won't choose mine, which way you hope for? Which can it be? Which way you take now?
if you won't take me. A dumb now, which way you love best?
It's not gonna be a hit, so why even bother with it? It's not gonna be a hit, so why even bother with it? Lay it down, forget about it. Lay it down fast, forget about it. Cause I'll never be a rock and roll saint. No, I'll never be a rock and roll saint. Can't say, and I can't sing. That's not the only reason. That's not the only reason. I'll never be a Bowie, I'll never be an Eno. I'll never be a Bowie, I'll never be an Eno. I'll only ever be a Gary Numan. It's not gonna be a hit, so why even bother with it? It's not gonna be a hit, so why even bother with it?
What do I want with my life now that you're gone? I want your ghost gone. And what do I want with this wood now that it's soft? I want the stump gone and the land that it grew on.
Oh, Black Lagoon, you have my shoes. So I go shoeless, I go muddy, crawling through.
What do I want with my home now that I'm gone? I want the shades drawn. I would gladly abandon a limb in the trap's jaw, just as long as I crawl with no trap to call on.
Thorough and true, by stem and root, I know no one now. Now I say,
gave me an apple, and it was red. I slapped down her black arms for a century. Thank you.
So some life come as prisoner of love.
Sneak on in here and back announce, let you know what you just heard. That was Cass McCombs with Hermit's Cave off of his new record, Wits, and drawing some comparisons to Bill Callahan as well as Elliot Smith. We have Jandek with The Cell Part 4, especially for earlier Smog stuff. Many a comparison drawn to Jandek. I tried to find the most palatable Jandek song there was. I hope that sort of worked on air. Weird Cat Power with Red Apples. Important for two reasons. That is a Smog cover, but that she also was dating Bill back in the day. We heard Mount Erie with Julie Dorian and Fred Squire with a song called Who. Sebado covering Smog, a hit. Great lyrics on that one. And Nick Drake at the beginning of the set with Which Will. I'm going to play one last track and another pick-me-up before Paul's Boutique. This is Cassie O'Tone for the Painfully Alone. Don't they have payphones wherever you were last night? Thanks for listening. Paul, up next.
So what was the light? Don't they have payphones wherever you were last night? Thank you. what a sight. All pale and puffy eyes under the bathroom bright. Face to give a ghost a fright.
The best in men's clothing. Call Paul's Boutique at